You ready?
Every single morning when I wake up.
Yo, 1-2, yeah.
Something I listen to on my way to work to get hyped up.
I love you so much.
99.7 now.
First thing I wake up to, like, last thing I hear, you know?
This is good radio.
Oh, my God. Am I really on the show?
Stand by.
Turn it up.
3, test. 2.
Let's go.
Please welcome Big Bay Mornings.
That is us. Good morning, everybody. And welcome to your Wednesday hump day, April the 8th. We are checking in live. My name is Benny, a.k.a. Chewbacca. That's what I'm looking like these days over here at home. Hi, Greg. Right. Good morning.
Good morning. Speaking of that, today's my haircut day. I'm going to buzz my sides again. Give myself a little
buzz. Doing it yourself.
Yeah, well, who else is going to do it?
Just making sure. I've heard stories and seen some where people are still meeting up with their barber somewhere and getting a haircut. And I'm like, no. Like, the barber will come to their house or vice versa.
You know what? A friend of mine, I was texting with the other day. I was like, what are you doing? He was like, oh, I'm getting a haircut. I'm like, how are you getting a haircut? He's like, oh, I just went to my barber's house. I'm like, okay, I'm calling the police now. Please give me the address of where you are, or we're going to track your phone like they do in Dateline.
Yeah, you're the Karen. You're the shelter-in-place Karen over there calling the police. Excuse me.
Oh, please, you're the biggest one. You are, like, looking out your window, seeing people walk by. If you drive somewhere, if you see people talking to each other, you call me, you're furious.
Oh, 100%. Oh, I'm not denying that for sure. Well, you went for a drive yesterday because, you know, I get it. Listen, we get cabin fever. We're getting stir crazy. We got to get out. And we've been saying that. That is okay as long as you're doing it responsibly. And you did. You left for a drive down the coast, but just you, you know, to get some fresh air. But you did say you saw so many people at the beaches, didn't you?
I went to Pacifica. And I went to, you know, there's a Taco Bell beach location that everybody talks about. Mm. So I drove in there because every parking lot is closed. Well, that parking lot was full. Not because people were going to Taco Bell, but because they were breaking the rules and parking so they could go to the beach. There were so many surfers in the water surfing. And I also observed them all look huddled up together. None of them were social distancing. All these surfers.
Not okay, people. But pat yourself on the back if you have been sheltering in place and doing your part because it is helping. It definitely is helping. Thank you so much for being here with us. And thank you again to all of our essential employees getting their day started or maybe wrapping up your day, heading home. We do appreciate you. And let's start it with a little Beyonce, a little Jay-Z, a little Crazy in Love to get this thing started on a Wednesday morning. Big Bay Mornings. We got $1,000 coming your way next. Hang on.
Let's play
Big Money Minute.
And let's play with Peter. Peter's in Fremont, and he's a first-time player. Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing, my man?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you?
Peter, wake up. What are you doing?
I just woke up.
I can tell. Come on now. If you want to win this game, we got a wakey-wakey.
I love that.
You're trying to wake up.
Are we your alarm clock, Peter? Do you wake up to the sound of Greg?
Oh, yeah. Every day.
Oh, every night and every day. All right, Peter. Oh. Well, Peter, do us a favor. We're going to tell you the rules. I want you to stand up and jump up and down 3 times to make sure you get all these questions right.
Give us 10 jumping jacks.
Okay.
Get this going.
I'll all be right after.
This is what it's like to be in a relationship with me, Peter. I boss my men around.
And then he keeps losing them. All right, here we go. 10 questions in 60 seconds. If you get them all right within that time, Peter, we're going to give you $1,000, okay?
All right.
All right, here we go, my man. Let's go. Good luck.
Ready, set, go.
Six Flags Discovery Kingdom is in what Bay Area city?
Vallejo.
What does the TV network ABC stand for?
Pass.
What is half of 78 plus 1?
Pass.
Name a team that Mark McGuire played for.
Ace.
Name the actress who founded the Goop Wellness Company.
Pass.
The yen is what country's currency?
Japan.
El Capitan can be found in what national park?
Yosemite.
Topher Grace and Ashton Kutcher starred together on what TV show?
Pass.
Spell hygiene.
H-Y-G-I-N.
Oh, all right, let's give that one to you. You faded away there, just like all my men, apparently.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm actually, with all my extra time, I'm writing a new movie. It's called How to Lose a Man in 10 Seconds. I'm going to be the star of that, of course. Let's go through it. Six Flags, of course, that is in Vallejo. ABC, American Broadcast Company. 70, what is it? Half of 78 plus one is 40. Mark McGwire played for the A's and the Cardinals. It was Gwyneth Paltrow. She is the one who founded Goop Wellness. You know, she has that candle that smells like her vajayjay.
Yes, she does. I got three of them.
Oh, shut up. They were sold out. You didn't get any.
I tried. It was sold out.
The yen, that is Japanese currency. El Capitan, that's in Yosemite. Topher Grace, Ashton Kutcher, that's 70s show. And hygiene, yes, you got it, sure. Why not?
Did he? I didn't quite hear him. I heard H-Y and then just a fade.
Doesn't matter. Let's start out his day. Peter, thank you so much for playing. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Have yourself a great day. Stay safe out there. We'll play again in 1 hour. If you want to try to win that money, you could call us right around 7:10 for the Big Money Minute. Can I point out one thing here on these questions? Since Art's always calling you and I, Greg, boomers, although neither one of us are a boomer. He had Six Flags Marine World is in what Bay Area city? It hasn't been Marine World since 95, bro.
That's what I grew up with it as, and so that's what I wrote down.
They used to have tigers there. They were the original Tiger Kings.
Oh, I rode a tiger there. It was crazy.
You did not ride it. Here he goes. Oh, my God. No.
Oh, man, it's going to be a fun one. I can feel it today. Get up. Let's go. Big Bay Mornings. We're coming back. We're going to be commercial free. In your 630 Dirty, we'll talk about how we may have solved our mask shortage. Hundreds of millions of masks are headed our way. Yes. We'll talk about it at 630. Hang on. When
I wake up. Big Bay Mornings.
Wake up. With Benny and Greg.
I love you guys. You are so freaking funny.
Paper towels. Who's got the paper towels? I will trade somebody something for some paper towels, please.
I'm down to my last roll. Thank God my father gave me these blue towels, those blue work towels. Otherwise, or rags. Otherwise, I would be in a big mess of trouble. But I didn't even want these things before. But that is a question I wanted to ask, Benny. Have you traded anything with your friends or neighbors during this shelter in place? Something you can't get that they have?
I personally have not, but I have definitely, you know, heard about people doing this. And it's a great idea if you have extra something. Hopefully you're not hoarding. Please don't be a hoarder out there. But yeah, if you have, an extra big thing of sanitizer, yeah, trade that for some goods or maybe food. What did you trade?
Well, yesterday, so I only like a certain type of creamer in my coffee. I don't like any other creamer, and it's the Trader Joe's soy coffee creamer. And I've been out for 2 weeks, and my friend went to her Trader Joe's, found it. She bought two of the creamers, because that's the limit, and I traded her a bottle of wine for that.
Oh!
So yesterday, she got the better end of the deal, but I needed this creamer because I needed to stop using Bailey's in my coffee every day. So, she...
You are not. I mean, hey, it works well. It's creamy.
Only after hours. So she drove to my house. I left the wine outside. She rang my doorbell. She left the creamer. She grabbed the wine and she ran away.
So, yeah. So if you got the short end, that means you gave her a good bottle. You didn't give her a $2 chuck for the soy. You gave her a nice bottle of wine.
She wasn't going to stand in line at Trader Joe's for 45 minutes for me to give her a crappy bottle of wine. Yes, I had to give up the good stuff, but it was worth it for sure. Erica on here said she needed some carrots and her neighbor needed baby wipes. So she traded baby wipes for carrots.
That's good. Carrots for baby wipes. I love it. It's so random.
Strange.
Oh, gosh. It is just a new way of life right now, isn't it? Well, I was going through Saturday. We had cleaned out our storage room because, of course, you know, you're finding things to do with all the extra time. So we're like, let's just do a deep clean. We needed to do it. I unpacked a box from... a year or two ago when we left our old radio station building, when I just emptied my office into my box. And in there were two unopened boxes of Clorox wipes.
Which, oh, my God.
Like, we were down to maybe, I don't know, I mean, last we were down to the last box or bottle or whatever it is in the canister, and, you know, there wasn't many left. We found two. I'm like, oh, my God, it's a blessing. The things that make you happy. We were, like, screaming and jumping for joy. My wife and I were so happy. So I got Clorox wipes to trade.
So you stole those from the other building. Let's just be clear.
I didn't steal those. I had them. They were mine. And I took them and I left them in my storage room.
Who paid for them? You or CBS?
CBS. But they're no more, so it's okay. All right, 6:30 Dirty is coming up here in about 3 minutes. We have tons and tons and tons of masks coming our way for our medical professionals. It's an amazing thing. We'll talk about what Gavin Newsom has going on next in your 6:30 Dirty on 99.7. Now, a little posty to get us going. Big Bay Mornings on your radio. Happy Hump Day.
Are you ready?
And now, Dirty on the 30.
Headlines. Entertainment Report.
Hello? Did you hit entertainment or are we playing headlines? I got all kinds of things playing in my headphones right now. Good morning. I'm hoping this is headlines. Governor Gavin Newsom announced that California has struck a deal. 200 million N95 masks per month for medical staff and residents. Yes, yes, yes. The deal was made possible by a group of nonprofits working together to get masks produced overseas. And Newsom said he was just tired of companies price gouging and competing against each other. Of course, just trying to make money off of it. And so he took matters into his own hands, and these masks should be arriving in the next couple of weeks.
You know, everybody nationally keeps talking about Governor Cuomo in New York doing such a great job, but Gavin Newsom has been stellar through this entire thing, and I really think he has been the stealth leader of the coronavirus, like, taking this curve down, because we really have been ahead of the game here in California.
We sure have. And a new survey found that in the last couple of weeks, 1 in 5 Americans have donated to causes that are helping other people during the coronavirus pandemic. So thank you to everybody. You know, every dollar counts. I know we're reading about these celebrities donating millions, and that's great. But $5, $10, whatever you may have, please, please donate if you can. A great website to start at is charitynavigator.org. You can find different organizations and ways to donate. And with almost all of San Francisco shut down, people have been spotting some residents who are not sheltering in place. Coyotes roaming the streets. Packs of coyotes are roaming around San Francisco right now. Have you
seen
some of these
pictures? They're looking for food. Yeah, I've seen the pictures. It's crazy. They're just running around the street. They're looking for food, I guess.
They are indeed. And so if you are out walking your dogs, you know, make sure you keep your dogs on the leash, because coyotes are wandering the streets of San Francisco. Those are some of your Wednesday morning headlines.
Sassy Sports.
Well, here's something you could have done if you're so bored, Benny. A Virginia man won the Quarantine Backyard Ultra Marathon. He ran 262 miles in less than 3 days over the weekend. He ran consecutively from Saturday morning until Monday night.
I can't be healthy. That's not good.
You know, people do these ultra marathons anywhere from 50 miles to hundreds of miles. I don't know why. As a marathon runner, I mean, 26.2 is fine. Like, I can't imagine going further than that. But he circled his same block in his same neighborhood again and again for 262 miles. How boring would that be?
If you just went for a run right now, how many miles could you jog and or run without stopping, you think?
Me?
Yeah.
Six, seven, something like that. Because I'm not in training right now.
Yeah. I honestly don't even know if I could do 1 mile. Oh, no, that's real talk. I mean, I should try it.
I did five. I did five on the treadmill on Saturday. So
good.
I could
you.
Do seven if I had to. This event was streamed on YouTube and Facebook. But can you imagine wanting to watch that? The same guys, the same people just running in their backyard or around their block? Seems boring, but I guess we're all bored right now.
Exactly. We've got the time.
And Major League Baseball could start its season next month as the league and players union are trying to devise a plan where where all 30 teams would go to the greater Phoenix area and start their season with no fans and play in different ballparks, either at spring training facilities or at the Arizona Diamondbacks Chase Field. And they would try to start getting games in as soon as mid to late May. All the players, coaching staff, essential personnel, they would be sequestered at local hotels, and they would live in relative isolation. That's crazy. But it's all for that Skrilla, right? They're trying to make that money from TV revenue. Sounds like Hunger Games to me. That's all I got for Sassy Sports. But you know what I always say? If they're playing with balls, I'm all over it.
Entertainment Report.
So the new streaming service Quibi is off to a hot start. Over 700,000 downloads already this week.
Wow.
It launched on Monday. And, of course, their whole thing is short programming. So 10 minutes or less each episode of whatever programming they have. They are offering a 90-day free trial. So take advantage of that if you got some time. And Tracy Morgan, we have to bring this back. We played it yesterday, but he's just so ridiculous and funny. He was on the Today Show, and he talked about what he's been up to while quarantining.
Oh, well, me and my wife been quarantining here for like 3 weeks, so she's pregnant 3 times. Every week she got pregnant.
Okay. So, you know.
So, we're role-playing a lot now. We're role-playing. She's playing a young maiden whose grandfather was infected with coronavirus. And I'm the scientist who discovered the cure. And she'll do anything to save her grandfather's life.
Okay.
And I mean anything.
Okay. Well, you are a creative one.
You're a creative one.
How does like this?
You're an insane one.
Yeah. Hoda's like, this isn't the Howard Stern Show. Please get me off.
Oh, I love it. All the coronials. That'll be the next wave of babies coming. All the coronials.
Turn this up.
Turn it up real loud. Let it be in your car.
Come on.
Waking up the Bay Area.
Big Bay Mornings.
That's right. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Wednesday Hump Day. Big Bay Mornings coming to you live on the radio. And tomorrow afternoon, we're coming to you live on our IG.
Yes. Of course, I've got to figure out how to do this, but I hope you're taking the lead on this, Benny.
We'll walk you through it. Producer and I will hold your hand. We'll get there. Don't you worry about it, Greg. So it's Quarantine and Chill with Greg and myself tomorrow at 3 p.m. And you could join either one of us on our IG, because we'll do it live and we'll have the split screen going on. So at Radio Benny or at that Greg 997. And we're just going to be hanging out. You know, if you have questions or you just want to, you know, chat, reach out and check it out. We're going to be having some fun. And Greg said, are we doing a little early birthday celebration for me? Is that what you said you're going to be doing?
Yes, it is going to be Benny's birthday celebration. Since we can't have it the way we wanted it, obviously, because we're all quarantined, we're going to do it this way. All the listeners can join in. So put this on your calendar, 3 o'clock. That Greg 997. Follow me. And then Radio Benny. Follow him. And you can join either one of our chats.
I like how you said you're going to bake a cake for me.
Yeah, I'm gonna bake you a cake.
I can't, but I can't eat it. You're going to be just eating the whole cake, so the listeners and I won't be able to eat it. It's just going to be you and a fork.
Well, hope you like chocolate, because that's what you're getting.
I know you do.
Because you know I like chocolate, baby.
Yeah. All right, so tomorrow, 3 p.m., Quarantine and Chill with us. If you got the time, we'd love to have you join us. And how about $1,000? I know, it could come in handy right now if not for you. I'm sure you have a friend or a family member, somebody in your life that could use the money. And we want to help do our part. So $1,000 for the Big Money Minute. 10 questions in 60 seconds. We'll look for caller 9 after this song to call and play the game. We'll also give you a little hint after the song, too. That'll help you win the money. Be here.
Let's play
Big Money Minute.
And let's do it with Joanna in Fairfield. Good morning.
Good morning.
First question, how are you? How you feeling?
I'm doing okay. How are you guys?
We're good. We're just, you know, chilling. Me from my couch. He from his studio.
Lucky.
I finally got a name for my my couch. It's Greg Force One. Somebody gave that to me.
Not Bertha.
Greg Force One.
No.
All right, Joanna. Well, thank you for listening this morning, and congratulations, because you are caller 9. So step 1 complete. Step 2, just answer these 10 questions, and we'll give you $1,000. 60 seconds on the clock. The game starts now. Good luck.
Ready, set, go.
What color are the stars on the American flag?
White.
Patrick Swayze starred opposite Demi Moore in what 1990 movie?
That ghost movie. Pass.
What American sport league makes the most money each year?
American Football League.
24 Karat Magic is a song from which pop star?
Bruno Mars.
What county is Campbell in?
Campbell. Pass.
11 times 11 minus 21 equals?
11.
Spell jewelry.
J-E-W-E-L-R-Y.
What is the highest ranked hand in poker?
Royal Flush.
What network was the TV show 90210 on?
I think it was Fox.
What county is Campbell in?
Oh, Cribiolo? I have no idea.
I will let you answer 11 times 11 minus 21.
11 times 11 is... 121 minus 11 is 110?
Minus 21. It's 100. All right, let's go through it. You actually did really well, and I don't know. There might have been some controversy on this one if we had gotten them all correct. You only...
The ghost one.
You got the ghost one. You said that ghost movie, and then you passed, but you said that first, so you got it. The one that we would have had controversy on is number three, but let's go through them. The American flag, the stars are white. It is Ghost, Demi Moore, and Patrick Swayze. The American sport that makes the most money is football. The National Football League. You said American Football League, Art?
Oh, Lord.
I know. I would have given it to her, though.
Oh, my God, Art.
We asked what American
game.
Sport league, and she said the American
Art,
Football
yeah,
League.
Yeah, but the American Football
yeah,
League was
that's
something
a different
else.
Thing.
But we would have given it to her.
Art's being nice today. 24 Karat Magic is a song from Bruno Mars, and Campbell is in Santa Clara County, not YOLO.
No idea.
Then let's go to 11 times 11 minus 21. That is 100. Jewelry, you spelled like a champ and very quickly. A royal flush, that's the highest ranked hand in poker. And 90210 is on Fox. So my estimation is you got two wrong.
And I hear the 90210 theme song in the background
now.
Sal the Rap. Joanna, hey, thank you so much for listening. Stay safe out there. Are you on your way to work right now?
I'm at work.
Oh, all right. Well, thank you for being an essential employee and showing up and working and keeping us going every day. We love you for it. And stay safe. We'll talk soon, okay?
Thanks. You too.
All right. See ya. When we get back, we are going to jump into your 7:30 Dirty. And what is happening there? Well, if you weren't scared enough, police in Louisiana caused a mass panic after using a terrifying sound to get residents to shelter in place. These police made a terrible decision. We're going to talk about that next in your 7:30 Dirty plus 7:20 sound check. And we have, some amazing Tiger King parody songs to give you. Because a day without Tiger King just isn't a fun day. So that's coming your way next. Hold on.
Big Bay Mornings. Sound check.
Well, a day without Tiger King just wouldn't be an awesome day. And
nope, it wouldn't.
If all the memes weren't funny enough, now we have parody songs. And here's a couple of our favorites. This first one is a little aggressive. I'm going to tell you that right now before we play it. But I present to you the Joe Exotic remix of Tupac's Hit 'Em Up.
Carol Baskin, draw the fence and try and hurt any of my animals again. You can guarantee God, see, I'm going to protect you. I'm going to destroy you.
So what?
First thing, I'm going to say is a $3 bill. Carol Baskin murdering didn't go to jail thanks to being a tiger expert. Now Joe Exotic's stop, mother. You're still bad.
Oh my God.
Oh, poor Carol Baskin.
I mean, I still want to know, how is that guy gay? How is he gay? Please explain.
Ready for more Carol Baskin bashing? This is now the country swanged banger, baby. Carol Baskin, let's go!
Carol Baskin killed her husband, whacked him. Can't convince me that it didn't happen. Fed him to tigers, they snack it. What's happening? Carol Baskin.
I'm starting to actually feel bad for her, even though I do hate her and think she's a villain.
So, yes, did she kill her husband? Your vote is?
I mean, of course she did, and she fed him to those tigers.
Oh. Okay, fed him to the tigers. Now let's move on to something a little more sweet. Justin Timberlake, he sat down and answered questions from kids on the internet yesterday, and one kid wanted to know what makes him happy, like his character Poppy in Trolls.
What makes you as happy as Poppy in Trolls?
Ice cream, pizza, pancakes. I'm basically just naming everything that I've been eating since we've all been staying in our homes.
It's nice to know I'm not the only one that has a diet that consists of all those things right now.
Sounds good to me. And you could combine them all, too. Into one meal. Sounds good.
Throw them all in a blender. Yum, yum, yum.
Just pancakes, ice cream, and pizza. Perfect.
It's the very best of Ghostbusters voted by you on Big Bay Mornings. And this morning, it's Chris and Destiny. Chris, you were ghosted.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Yeah, no, I was ghosted, and it happened pretty recently. So I still am in a weird area where I'm thinking, like, it might just be that she's busy or whatever, but I don't know. So
chances are you got ghosted.
So, yeah, you're hoping she'll return your text from 2 weeks ago, but probably not going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. I mean, but the thing is, because I can't imagine why she would be ghosting me, because I think everything went really well.
Well, tell us a little bit about what went down between the two of you.
Okay, so we managed to, well, I guess I should say, I work for, like, this overseas company, so I go to, like, I work from home a lot, but I go to, like, these shared spaces, you know, just to kind of get out of the house a little bit. I'm a little stir-crazy here.
What do you mean, like a Starbucks or something like that?
That's not a shared space.
Yeah, it is your shared space.
I mean, it is, but it's not.
No, like, it's like an actual shared space. Like the LinkedIn, you know, the LinkedIn building.
So, you know, right around here, yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, it's like a huge space. It's like always hopping, and there is like a cafe there, like a Starbucks, sure. But, you know, it's for people to go there and work. So anyways, a few weeks ago, I met this girl named Destiny, and she asked to borrow some juice. Power cord. She wanted some. No, like, she needed, like, a charge. Anyway, so we ended up starting getting this, like, convo, and ended up chatting. And then we actually ended up going to get lunch together.
Oh, and, y'all moved fast.
Yeah, and that's not even, I'm not even considering this the first date. So I ended up getting her number. We exchanged, you know, a couple of texts then. She had mine. And I don't know, she was pretty busy. So, we ended up meeting then like a week or so later at Westfield.
Okay, Westfield Mall?
Yeah. You know, kind of, again, a very, I understand it's very open space, you know, it's just like we're still getting to know each other. You know, it's certainly not an intimate thing of going to the Westfield. So,
right, you're at the mall.
Anyway, yeah,
I know, it's very, I am taken back to like high school. We go to the mall together.
We just walk around and hold hands.
Kind of feel like that. Yeah. So we got drinks up in like one of the restaurants up in the Rotunda. And then we went to see the movie Uncut Gems.
Oh, my God. Have you watched this yet, Benny?
I still have not watched it.
It's so good.
Anxiety-inducing.
It's such a guy movie, though.
Yeah, well, she was the one that suggested it. So okay. I was pleasantly surprised with that. I was actually thinking we'd go see, like, Little Women or something. We had, like, this really great time, and then the text stopped. Like, I mean, I texted her, like, the next day. You know, I didn't text that night or whatever.
Did you try to get frisky in the movie theater?
No. No, there was no friskiness at all.
And then what happened after the movie? Like, how do you say goodbye?
I was going to get her an Uber home, but she's like, now I live off BART. So I was like, okay, we can walk to BART. And I waited there for her train to come, you know, as a gentleman would. And I saw her off.
Never to be seen again.
You know, there have been quite a few cases here where people get on BART and you never see them again.
I mean, I texted the next day to be like, hey, I had a great time. Thanks so much. And nothing. I don't know. I mean, again, this is all just really weird to me because it seemed like everything was like perfect.
Well, you know what? You seem actually like a really nice guy. So I'm getting a good vibe off you that you're pretty normal, so let's figure this out.
All right, Chris, we'll hang on and we'll try to give Destiny a call when we get back.
Thanks, guys.
This is the most entertaining radio ever.
Big Bay Mornings on demand.
Download the 99.7 Now app from your app store.
In the middle of the Ghostbusters on Big Bay Mornings, we just talked to Chris, who met and hung out a few times with Destiny, but after their last date, he put her on BART and she rode off and out of his life. So he's wondering what happened. So we're going to call her now.
Hello?
Good morning. Is Destiny available?
This is she.
What's up, Destiny? This is Big Bay Mornings. We host the morning show at 99.7 Now. My name is Benny. I'm here with Greg.
Hi.
Hi there. Sorry to call you out of the blue. Do you have a couple minutes to talk to us?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Hey, you are on the radio, so you should know that first and foremost.
Okay.
But we're calling you because we were reached out to by a gentleman named Chris, who said he had a great date with you, and then he sent you off on BART and never heard from you again.
Oh, gosh.
So, first of all,
we
were for real. First of all, we wanted to see you're okay, right? You're alive, obviously.
Yeah, no, I'm fine.
The BART ride was good. You made it home?
Yes, yeah, I made it home.
So, do you mind sharing with us what happened? Why did you ghost Chris?
Are you sure he's okay with putting this, like, on radio?
Well, I mean, he called us and he asked us to find out. He said you guys met at the LinkedIn building, and that y'all went to lunch, y'all really dug each other, y'all went to a movie, and then nothing.
I didn't mean to, like, ghost him. I just didn't know how to approach the situation, you know? Like,
So let me get to this. Y'all went to a movie on your second day, right?
Yeah.
So did he make a move on you or something?
No, that was not the problem.
Okay, so what was the problem?
Okay.
Let's do it, girl. Come on.
Okay. Well, if he's cool with it.
He's cool with it.
So what happened was, you know, we went out for a drink, whatever. We went to the movie theater, and it was fun. I mean, we had a great conversation. He's so nice. But when we got to the theater, he took his shoes off. And we just thought it was weird, and I'm okay with that. I'm like, okay, well, I guess nobody can see you. Fine. It doesn't matter if you want to make yourself at home.
He's getting comfortable.
Yeah, right. Sure. I mean, people have their quirks. I don't mind that. But
I know where this is going.
All right. And then what?
Like, his feet were so stinky, and, like, I literally had to bury my face in the popcorn so I couldn't smell it.
Okay, I'm turning so red right now. I don't want this anymore. Like, I want to get off the phone.
People that have stinky feet, now I know sometimes people have a legitimate
ailment.
There it is. That, okay, you get a pass. But if you're just not cleaning your feet or putting on fresh socks, that's gross.
Okay, but if you had a real ailment, you would know it, and then you wouldn't take your shoes off at the theater, which I wouldn't recommend doing anyway. I don't, you know. You're telling us that you suffered through the entire movie and it was bad?
I have a very sensitive sense of smell, too, so that might have been why. But I literally had to bury my face in the popcorn so I couldn't smell it. But, you know, how do you approach that? Like, how am I going to tell him? You know, like,
thank God you didn't get nachos. You would have cheese upon cheese.
Oh, no, thank God. But, you know, it's just, I'm sorry. I mean, he was so nice, but, I mean, that's where I draw the line. I mean, if you can't, you know, take good care of your hygiene, then I'm sorry, but I don't think we're a good fit.
So, Destiny, now I feel embarrassed to bring him on.
I know. Destiny, we have something to tell you.
Chris is on hold. Chris?
Yeah.
Do you bathe your feet? Do you scrub them?
Okay. I feel like I need to just come clean on something here.
Literally?
Extremely embarrassing. I am terrible at laundry. Okay? And, I don't have a washer and dryer in my apartment. And sometimes I'm going to be honest with you, I do grab, I think it's pretty clear at this point, but I do grab some, like, older socks that are in the hamper, and I put them on
Chris.
So that I have socks that I'm wearing. So, I mean, I think maybe that's what is contributing. I don't think I have a medical condition.
Pretty sure that's the reason.
Really?
So, I mean, again, it's just like if you got to know my feet better, it really is not an issue. I mean, I'll see.
So he didn't basically. He's saying he didn't have time to go to the laundromat or the wash and fold.
Yeah, I don't go to the. I don't have time. I don't have a washer and dryer, so
it's
tough when you live in the city and you don't have wash and fold.
You make the time to do laundry, or you know, if you could afford it, then buy a new pair of socks and throw those on. But Chris, you knew you were going on a date, bro. Or don't take your shoes off. If you knew you had stinky socks, why would you take your shoes off?
It comforts me to take my shoes off in the movie theater.
Didn't comfort Destiny.
I feel like I'm at home. No, it didn't. I'm down on it. I will buy a whole 12-pack of new socks. Will you go out with me again?
He's bold.
I mean, like I said, I liked you. You know, you were very nice.
And my laundry habits for you. How about that?
Let's do this. If you promise that you're going to keep your shoes on, then maybe we can...
Shoes will stay on, I promise.
I have a feeling if you guys ever get intimate, it's going to be with socks and shoes on.
I know. <Yeah. laughs>
One step at a time.
So, Destiny, that's a yes? You will go out with Chris again?
I mean, yeah. I mean, I do like him. He's really nice, and he's very, you know, sweet, and he's... I mean, this is something that can be fixed.
I was going to say that if all else fails, put that stuff underneath your nose that the medical examiner puts
on. Come on, it can't be that bad. But, I'll keep the shoes on, and we won't have to test it again.
Destiny, thank you for talking to us this morning and for admitting all of that and saying that on the radio. We appreciate that. And, Chris, thank you for listening and reaching out because, look, now we got you another date with your ghoster.
I appreciate it. Destiny, I'll text you off air.
Sounds good.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Hey! 99.7 Now's Big Bay Mornings. In the morning, when the
sun comes rising up. All right.
With Benny and Greg.
And keep your votes coming for your favorite Ghostbusters and Love Traps. We're giving you the best of the best. 888-456-9970. All Thursday, of course, is a Love Trap Day, so we'll give you whatever one you vote for. So keep them coming. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Hump Day. Benny and Greg coming to you live. So, you know, I'm here at my home studio. Greg's broadcasting from his house, and we're all on FaceTime at the same time, so we could see each other while we're doing this show. And I go into the house for a second, and then during commercials, and I run back in my office. It's detached from the house. And I come in with chips, I bought the entire bag of chips and dip.
Which, by the way, you're the loudest cruncher of all time.
Sorry. So I have chips and queso. As soon as I come back, this guy, Greg, is running full speed on a treadmill. If I already didn't feel horrible about myself, looking like Chewbacca, I'm coming out of this thing and I look like a pear shape, too. You're over there just running nonstop.
Good. I can finally be the skinny one on the show. You can be the fat one. Let's switch.
Yeah, well, we are. Trust me, this is happening right now. Oh, my goodness.
Listen, I like to get it in wherever I can fit. You know, 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there, get those steps in. I mean, I still want to get the steps in the morning and get my heart going, and then I have more energy. Look at me. I'm ready to go.
Yes, it is important. I mean, I've at least been doing a daily walk, if nothing more, and I hope you are too, you know, of course, responsibly. But, get outside, get some fresh air, stretch. We got to make sure we're still keeping our bodies nice and in shape. What?
Did you see where I was walking yesterday, Benny? I sent you a picture of the street that I ended up on.
Oh, I did. What was the name of that street?
Uranus.
Oh, Uranus.
That's a real street?
Yes. You know what? My cross street is Mars, and when you go past Mars, you end up on Uranus. Uh-huh. And I'll tell you a funny story. So yesterday, I was taking a picture of the street name, because I'm juvenile, to send to Benny and to Arthur, and a car was driving by, and a girl who might have been 12 was in the passenger seat. She rolled down the window and screamed, "You're on Uranus!"
So we're like 12-year-olds, I guess, because.
Well, let's talk about the money. Of course, 18 minutes from now, Secret Sound, we are playing it. You could win the entire jackpot. So we'll give you the first clue of the day and your first guess of the day right at 8:20. But right after this song, we're going to look for caller 9 to play the Big Money Minute Trivia Game. 10 questions in 60 seconds for a nice $1,000. We'll look for caller 9 next on Big Bay Mornings at 99.7 now.
Let's play
Big Money Minute.
And we go over to Melina in Albany. Good morning.
Good morning.
How you feeling, Melina?
I'm doing okay. My stomach is doing jumping jacks right now.
No!
Don't be nervous.
Okay, I'll try not to be.
Well, let's get right into it then. So you know how this works. 10 questions in 60 seconds. If you get them all right, we'll give you $1,000. Take a deep breath, Melina, because we will begin now.
Ready, set, go.
What sport do the Harlem Globetrotters play?
Basketball.
How many letters are in the alphabet?
26.
By population, what is the largest city in the United States?
Pass.
Dolores Park can be found in what district in San Francisco?
Pass.
What does the Y in Wi-Fi stand for?
The Y in Wi-Fi. A wireless.
What is the longest river in the world?
Amazon.
Spell humorous.
H-U-M-E-R-O-U-S.
What political party holds a majority in the Senate?
The Republicans.
What group was Camila Cabello in before going solo?
Fifth Harmony.
Who starred in the title role in 2010's Black Swan?
Natalie Portman.
Yes. All right. We got some that we passed on that we didn't get to go back through, but let's go through them. You did all right, Melina.
Oh, boy.
No, you didn't do bad. Let's go through it. Globetrotters, they play basketball. There are 26 letters in the alphabet. By population, the largest U.S. city is New York City. You'll find Dolores Park in the Mission District, although I think it touches Castro. I might have accepted that as well. Y in Wi-Fi is for wireless. The longest river is the Nile. Humorous, you added an E in the middle. It's an O. The Republicans have the majority in the Senate. Camila Cabello, she was in Fifth Harmony. And Natalie Portman, she was Black Swan.
All right. Not bad, Melina. And here's the good news. You can call us back and play as often as you can get through, okay? And we'll do it again tomorrow at 6:10, 7:10, and 8:10.
Okay, I'll be there.
All right, stay safe, stay healthy, have a great day. Thank you for listening. And we move from $1,000 to $2,200. That is what is in the Secret Sound Jackpot 8:20. We're going to give you a clue and let you take a guess to win all the money. Be here, 8:20.
Let's go.
Caller 9, start dialing 888-456-9970. We are set to play the Secret Sound, $2,200 in the jackpot. And while you call, we are going to let you know that you need to be a part of the insider group if you are not yet. You can sign up at 997now.com. Super easy. Of course, it's free. It's part of our Facebook group, and we give you bonus clues. So additional clues to the ones we give you on the radio. And I'm looking at my clue because I will be delivering it to you this morning at 10:20. So before 10:20, make sure you sign up to become an insider because you're going to get an additional clue.
But yeah, and when you do your additional clue, Benny, I want you to make sure that you give everybody a little preview of what you showed us yesterday, that you think you look like Justin Timberlake now. And so make sure you hold up your Justin Timberlake. But the fact that you have a Justin Timberlake book is beyond me. I don't know why you have that.
I have that book that came out a while back. It's awesome. Okay. It's a coffee table book, and we have it underneath the coffee table.
Yeah, that's for women and gays, not for you.
I live with a woman and a young woman. And,
all right, fine. Yeah, but I feel like you're obsessed with him.
I am. Oh, for sure. Man crush. 100%. JT and Will Smith. I don't know who I would choose. I have a crush on both of them.
Aww. Right. Always bet on black.
Hello, Passenger 57 reference. Okay, let's get... Oh my God. Let's get Wendy in Livermore on. Hi, Wendy.
Hi, guys.
How are you, Wendy?
I'm good. How are you guys today?
We're good. We're off the rails.
All right. I like usual.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Ain't that the truth? All right, Wendy. Well, here we go. You have a shot to win $2,200. We're going to start by playing you the secret sound, and here that is. Gregory, please give Wendy the clue.
A kind of dancing. A kind of dancing.
All right.
A kind of dancing. Oh, my gosh. Well, what I thought it was, but I was going to say taking out tire chains and putting them on your truck or your car.
Certainly sounds like that.
Taking out, your chains and kind of shaking them off sort of thing, like shaking them out when you pull them out of the trunk or what?
Yeah, because you know how they're, the truck ones are really noisy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Okay.
Just a thought.
Well, hey, it could be. Producer Art, is that the secret sound for $2,200?
So sad. I'm so sorry.
That's not it, Wendy. I'm so sorry, but
that's okay.
You can call back in 1 hour. We're going to play again.
Okay. Thanks,
all right.
Guys.
Have a good
evening to you.
Thanks.
Stay safe out there. And yes, so we throw another $100 in the pot. So $2,300, 920. We play it again on 99.7 now. Dirty on the 30 coming your way here in about 7 minutes. Greg, what you got happening in your world?
Looks like J-Lo and A-Rod's wedding is off, at least for now. It's coming up next in your Dirty.
Are you ready? And now, Dirty on the 30.
Headlines.
Twitter founder Jack Dorsey says he's putting $1 billion with a B of his own money into a new company called Start Small for COVID-19 relief.
Damn, he just upped the game. Oprah, where you at? You donated $10 million and this fool donated $1 billion?
This is pretty amazing. And if the funds outlast the pandemic, the remainder of the funds will go towards girls' health and education and universal basic income.
You know what? I take back every bad thing I've said through the years about Twitter. I might even get an account.
And Dorsey isn't the only one donating, though. A new survey found that 1 in 5 of us Americans have donated to causes that are helping people during the coronavirus pandemic, which is amazing. Every dollar helps. And if you're looking for an organization to donate to, a good start is charitynavigator.org. And they break it all down for you. Different organizations and ways that you can donate. And police in Louisiana had to apologize after using the siren from the Purge movies to signal a curfew during the city's quarantine. So police drove around neighborhoods blasting this sound.
So creepy!
And what were they trying to do?
It was to signal the curfew that it's time to go inside.
Go in.
So if you're not familiar with the Purge or horror movies, essentially, there's a 12-hour window in these movies that all crime is legal. This sound signals the beginning of the Purge.
Yeah, probably not the best sound to be letting out, saying, hey, everybody, go have fun.
Sassy sport.
From Private Island to Fresno, California, sounds like a vacation gone wrong, but it's actually the UFC's coronavirus plan. Now, you remember yesterday, Dana White was going to take UFC fights to a private island, fly the fighters there on private jets. He was doing this big. Well, now his plan has changed to do it at a Native American casino in Fresno. Man, he really is just like Trump. I mean, the lies, the... and they're big friends, and they say one thing, and then they do something that's crap.
But how did you go from the island to Fresno? He just didn't get the okay to do the island, or what?
That's what I want to know, and how is he getting the okay to do the thing in Fresno? We'll see if it happens, but he wants to do the event on April the 18th, and then he says he has this thing
locked down for 2 months. So I guess he is going to try to make money because everything's going to be pay-per-view on this and continue having these fights. It doesn't seem like the safest thing to do. We'll see if California shuts him down. But let's call him Trump Jr. for now. And former baseball star Alex Rodriguez's marriage to J-Lo, it's in a holding pattern just like the rest of our lives due to coronavirus. J-Lo was on Ellen yesterday and said they have put the brakes on their wedding planning, but they're in good spirits, self-isolating with each other and with their kids. That's all I got for Sassy Sports. But you know what I would say? If they're playing with balls, I'm all over it.
Entertainment report.
All right, all right, all right. Matthew McConaughey, he entertained residents at a senior living facility in Texas by hosting a game of virtual bingo.
Oh, I love bingo.
We got an I-24, I-24. Oh, Richard Blutch is waving a hammer up high. Oh, we got Charles Kings in the iPad up high. We got two winners.
We got two winners.
All right, you're either in one of two camps with Matthew. You either love him, like I think you do. I do.
Love him.
Or you think he's a douchebag, which, you know, whatever. But I love him.
And this was so funny that we've got to bring it back. Tracy Morgan was on the Today Show, and he talked about what he's been up to while being quarantined.
Oh, well, me and my wife been quarantining it for like 3 weeks, so she's pregnant 3 times. Every week she got pregnant.
Okay. You know.
So we're role-playing a lot now. We're role-playing. Yes. She's playing a young maiden. Okay. His grandfather was infected with coronavirus, and I'm the scientist who discovered the cure, and she's doing anything to save her grandfather's life. Okay. Not mean anything.
Well, you are a creative one.
Oh my God. You know Hoda is killing whatever producer put him on the air with her.
I love that dude. And Tori Spelling is getting ripped on social media over her latest money-making scheme. So she promoted a virtual meet-and-greet for 20 fans who get the chance to virtually mingle with her for $95. One person replied, of course it's $95, because during a pandemic, we all have money to spare.
Okay, I know people are mad at her for this, but if you don't want to pay it, don't do it. Like, I mean, it's an opportunity to do it or not do it. Like, she's not forcing you.
It's just a bit tone deaf right now. I mean listen, all these other people are doing free concerts, and she's charging. Tori Spelling, I mean, she's a C-lister at best.
This is right on brand for her.
99.7 Now's Big Bay Mornings.
I wake up with you guys. I spend my day with you guys. You guys are the best.
Wake up! Good morning and happy hump day. It is Big Bay Mornings on your radio. Shout out to everybody that's working from home and still listening. We appreciate that. I know a lot of people are checking in, listening on their Alexas, listening on the 99.7 Now app. Here's my question to you. Are you really working? Like, I know a lot of people have, you know, different conference, you know, Zoom meetings and stuff. Of course, they're going to be working during those times. But if you don't have a lot scheduled for the day, are you actually working, or are you like working from the couch watching Netflix?
My friends actually are, and it's very annoying because at 3 o'clock, when I'm ready to have happy hour or noon, I will have FaceTime them, and like my friend Sandra, she still won't have a glass of wine. She's still looking at her computer. She's working. I'm just like, forget it then. Goodbye. If you're going to work, I don't want to have to deal with you. So my friends are.
They are. Okay, well, that's good. But I was
not. It's frustrating.
Oh, stop. Being paid to work, they should be working. But I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday, and his girlfriend, he's like, for literally 4 hours yesterday, my buddy's girlfriend's on the couch in her Snuggie watching New Girl. And she has, like, her laptop set up in the dining room. But I guess they're one of the companies that monitor the movement. Like, there's different software programs that can monitor, like, are you moving the mouse and are you typing on your keyboard and stuff like that. So she would scream to my buddy, like, babe, can you move my mouse around, please? So it looks like I'm being, you know, I'm active and I'm working. And for 4 hours, she's just on the couch chilling, watching Netflix. And I'm like, oh, my God, I wonder how many people are really doing that right now.
And the only movement she got was opening her government check that she was also getting in addition to her paycheck.
Hello! There it is. Speaking of working at home, if you are and you can take a break tomorrow at 3 p.m., we would love for you to join Greg and I. We're going to do an IG Live, quarantine and chill, tomorrow starting at 3 p.m. So you have to follow either one of us at ThatGreg997 or at Radio Benny, i.e., not a Y. Follow us and join us at 3 p.m. We'll be having some fun. We're going to represent for all the Aries out there, all the birthday babies.
It's going to be your birthday celebration we're going to have with the listeners.
Yeah, it'll be good. And everybody who's celebrating. So please join us tomorrow at 3 p.m. on IG. All right, 8 minutes from now, we are playing The Secret Sound. $2,300 is in the jackpot. You could win all the money at 920. We'll look for caller 9. And, of course, we will give you another clue. Be here in 8 minutes.
Let's go.
Secret Sound. Hump Day edition of Secret Sound on Big Bay Mornings. Are you ready? Caller 9. Start dialing these numbers. 888-456-9970. And we will let you guess for $2,300. We'll give you a clue as well. And make sure you are part of our insider group. I just recorded the bonus clue that will be released in about an hour from now, 10:20. But you're only going to get that clue if you join our insider group on Facebook, or you can sign up through our website, 997now.com.
And I got to be in it. You let me be in your special clue video. Thank you.
Yeah, you made a cameo on my laptop because we are on FaceTime right now. So I pointed my camera towards my laptop camera. And Greg made a little cameo appearance.
That's right. And no sleeves. No sleeves Wednesday.
I know. We've been talking about it this morning. I don't know if you're just tuning in. Greg's been on the treadmill. Every commercial break, Greg's running on his treadmill at home. And I'm stuffing my face with chips and dip. Yeah.
Oh, God. Well, you can do that when you're... How old are you going to be on your birthday on Monday?
I'm going to be 35.
You can do that when you're 35. When you're 45, not so much. No chips and dip.
I'm, like, trying to make you feel... or make myself feel better. I'm like, Greg, would you be doing this if you were my age, though? Or would you just be doing nothing and eating all day, every day right now? All right, let's go over to Vanessa in Vallejo. Thank you, Producer Art, for holding up that awesome sign that says her name. I can barely read your chicken scratch. Let's go over to Vanessa. Hi, Vanessa.
Hi.
How are you?
I am good. How are you?
We're good.
I mean, how do you think he is? He's been eating chips and queso starting at 8 o'clock this morning. He's great.
Sounds like one of my kids.
Yeah, like I'm using the shelter in place as an excuse to do basically anything right now in life. Well, we hope you are doing well, and we want you to win the money, Vanessa. So we're going to start by playing you the current sound, and it sounds like this. And Greg, do the honors, please, of reading the clue.
The clue is, this is often done with Christmas stockings. This is often done with Christmas stockings.
Yeah. I mean, I know a few obvious things we do with stockings. All right. Yeah. Well, Vanessa, what do you think the secret sound is?
Okay. Well, the guess threw me off a little bit, the clue. But I'm going to go with my original guess. I think it's mixing checker pieces in a bag.
Mixing checker pieces in a bag. Executive Producer Art, is that the secret sound for $2,300?
So sad. I'm so sorry.
Oh, it's not, Vanessa. But
okay.
Not a bad guess.
Thank
and so,
you.
Yeah, cross that off your list. Don't guess that, everybody. And at 12:20, you'll have another shot to play.
Perfect.
All right. You're welcome. Have a great hump day. Yes, so 11:20, Fernando's going to give you a bonus clue, and then 12:20, another clue, and a shot to win what is now $2,400 as we continue commercial-free on Big Bay Mornings. It's a shelter-in-place anthem. Benny. That's her name. B-E-N-N-E-E. Super lonely. Oh, if you're super lonely, call us, though. We'll keep you company. We don't want you lonely out there. That is huge on TikTok right now. Alyssa, my daughter, and I have definitely done one to that. You know what else is big? If you haven't done a TikTok to that super lonely, you need to. And also Drake's Tootsie Slide. Those are the must TikToks right now. You have to do it.
Not trying to sound like a boomer. Don't have TikTok on my phone.
But is TikTok one of these that it's limited to a certain amount of seconds, or can you go for as long as you want? What's the deal? It's like 15 seconds clips or what?
Well, truth is, I'm on Alyssa's. I don't have my own account, but my daughter has hers. I just joined, and she tells me what move to do, when to do it, and how to do it. I don't know. Sal the Rat.
Sal?
Go up to 60 seconds.
60 seconds. There it is.
Parents, yeah. are you learning how to TikTok? Are your kids keeping you busy doing videos? Or maybe they're staying busy while you work at home doing TikToks all day long?
Well, and if you haven't done one and you're looking to do one, Drake's is a good, you know, entry TikTok. It's not that hard. The Tootsie slide is pretty easy. So you should start with the Drake.
But wait, if I go on TikTok, I could do whatever I want. I'm not, don't have to do what, like a category.
Well, you get to choose. Yeah, you get to choose the song that you want to do.
Oh,
that's on there.
They don't have Dolly Parton on there, though.
Sorry, yeah,
Drake.
Sorry.
That's what I'm asking. Do I get to pick my own music? No, you have to pick something that's already up there, and then you dance to that song?
Yes.
God.
I don't know if that's true, though.
What do you mean? Yeah, it is.
You can do whatever you want.
Well, right, but I'm. But you can. Okay. No, you choose the song on there.
Yeah, you choose the song, but they have dances already made up for the songs. But you can make your own dance if you wanted to. So
yeah,
so Greg can do a Dolly Parton dance.
Yeah, well let's see that, Greg. I think Greg, if the starting point is do one that's up there, follow one that's already been done.
And what pray tell would a Dolly Parton dance be, Sal?
I have no idea.
Tipping your cowboy hat.
The electric slide.
Line dancing, baby. Come on.
Yeah.
There it is. All right, everybody. Have a great day. Thank you so much for listening. We do appreciate it. We are back tomorrow morning. And also another reminder, please join us tomorrow afternoon at 3 p.m. on IG. We are going live at 3 p.m. quarantine and chill. So you need to follow either Greg or myself on Instagram at ThatGreg997 or at Radio Benny. And at 3 o'clock, we're going to hang out and just, you know, chill a little bit with you. Quarantine and chill. So join us then. Fernando's coming your way next, 11:20. He's got a bonus clue for you to win $2,400. 12:20, he will actually play the game. So make sure you are here. Stay safe. Stay healthy. Wash those hands. Stay masked up. And we'll see you tomorrow morning.
Peace.